Well, hello there. My name is Morgan Harper Nichols. I'm an artist and a writer, and this is a space where I share words that I hope can make a little room for you to slow down and take a few deep breaths as you prepare for whatever lies ahead. Thanks for being here today. And now, on to today's episode. It is no secret that the busyness of life can disconnect us from engaging with the present moment. Between our jobs, social lives, appointments, and commitments, our time is constantly in demand, and we often lose touch with what's right in front of us. When our minds are overwhelmed with constant distractions, with worries about what will or won't happen, being present can feel like this elusive, far-off idea. Perhaps even when we do try to implement mindfulness practices such as meditation or exercise, it can feel difficult to make time if it's not already a part of our daily routine. But with all of life's busyness comes the necessity to make room to connect with the present, even if only in small, fun ways. Incorporating fun doesn't have to feel naive or immature. It can simply mean choosing activities that make you feel free and engage your childlike sense of wonder. So as you prepare to start your day, commit to trying at least one of these five fun ways to stay grounded in the present moment. Number one, cloud watching. When was the last time you stopped what you were doing to look up at the sky and search for animals and shapes in the clouds? This simple activity doesn't have an end goal, and that's exactly the point. There's no specific number of shapes or animals that you have to see. No specific time limit for which you are required to search. It's simply a way to engage your imagination and connect to the world around you. As the clouds move and shift through the sky, imagine your worries moving away from you as well. Remember that you are here to enjoy life, and cloud watching can be a fun and easy way to stay connected with the present moment. Number two, watch the bubbles in your coffee or tea. As you're getting ready for the day, take a moment to watch the bubbles in your morning drink of choice. What do you notice about how they move? As the bubbles rise, as they continuously disappear and reappear, allow yourself to enter into a state of relaxation. Take a moment to connect with your breathing. As the bubbles appear, inhale. And as they disappear, exhale. Breathe out all of the stress from the day before and allow yourself to enter this new day, feeling present and refreshed. Connecting with our bodies can also allow us to enjoy life's little moments. And this simple activity can bring a feeling of peace and calm to a busy morning routine. Number three, lie on the grass. Laying down in the grass is one of my personal favorite ways to feel grounded in the present moment. This is a great exercise for days or weeks that feel particularly heavy. When you are feeling unmoored by the chaos of life, what better place to go for grounding than down to the earth? Close your eyes. Feel the ground beneath you, supporting you. Release any stress you are feeling and simply allow yourself to be. This small act can help to clear your mind and relax any places or you may be holding tension in your body. Laying in the grass is particularly soothing as it can bring us back to the innocence of our younger selves as children, especially if we enjoy taking pleasure in playing outside and laying in the grass all the time. Number four, play in the rain. The next time it rains, dare to go outside. Instead of hiding under an umbrella or quickly rushing under the nearest awning, find a way to enjoy the cool touch of the rain on your skin. Jump in the puddles. Run through the falling droplets. Let yourself get caught in the storm. As the clouds release the water that is weighing them down, Allow yourself to release anything that might be weighing on you. Take in the sound of the rain as it hits the pavement and the way it makes the air smell of fresh earth and new life. Playing in the rain can be extremely grounding, and it can awaken your senses and allow you to feel at home in nature. Number 5, the final one, scribble in the margins of your notebook. Whenever we write by hand, if we write by hand at all. Number 5, the final one, scribble in the margins of your notebook. Whenever we write by hand, if we write by hand at all, it's usually for official purposes. Perhaps we find ourselves handwriting a letter or a set of invitations or a thank you card to show our appreciation. However, when we eliminate the pressure of perfection and productivity, the act of writing by hand can be a way to feel grounded in the present moment. Try scribbling in the margins of your notebook or writing whatever words or thoughts come to mind. Don't edit yourself. Allow your thoughts to move as freely as your pen. By giving ourselves the space to create in this small way, we might just release ourselves from whatever stressors that pull us out of the present moment. Sometimes, in order to feel grounded, we need to do something that feels freeing. And fun things can do that. We need to release ourselves from expectation and allow ourselves to take delight in the little things. I hope that these 5 natural ways to feel grounded in the present moment are a great way for busy people such as myself and anyone else listening to enjoy life's moments without feeling overwhelmed by all of life's responsibilities. Thank you so much for listening. And before we go, I would like to leave you with a question. You can either journal about this or just carry it with you throughout the day. Which of these activities have you tried in the past? How did it make you feel? Thank you so much for listening. I'm Morgan Harper Nichols.